Rates of HIV, the virus that can cause AIDS, have fallen steadily here in Washington state over the past decade. HIV infection rates have also fallen dramatically in British Columbia. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He says BC has had so much success cutting HIV rates, AIDS is now seen as an uncommon disease in that province. This week, BC's success has been noted at an international AIDS conference in Vancouver.
We have a center for excellence in AIDS and HIV in Vancouver that opened in 1992. When it opened, we had the worst record in Canada, the largest number of cases, the most diagnosis. So a person was dying basically every day. And since then, we've reduced the incidence by about 80%. I mean, this is true around the world that HIV/AIDS is now treatable, but we can point to a real success record in British Columbia, and I think it's certainly one of the things that people are noting with his conference in Vancouver this week.
What specifically, in addition to the establishment of the center, do you think really can contribute to that huge success?
There's two things that I think you'd point to above all else. One is the center's head, Dr. Julio Montaner, established what is called the highly effective antiretroviral therapy, HART. It's a very expensive treatment, $15,000 a year. The center costs about $100 million to give that treatment, but it's also very effective, and it's funded through the public health care system in Canada. And people all over the world have looked at Dr. Montaner's work on that. He's been nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine, in fact, for his work on that. So that's one thing. The other thing, and that's universally acclaimed, the other thing is a little more controversial. Our national government's not very fond of it, and that is the safe injection site in Vancouver for intravenous drug users. The safe injection site is credited by our health officers, by our government here in British Columbia, with reducing the incidence of HIV infection among intravenous drug users. Our national government still doesn't support the idea, and as a result, you've got a divergence there. But the statistics strongly suggest that that's been the other factor in reducing AIDS, HIV infection in British Columbia.
Well, you are having this great success, but still there are 260 new cases of HIV that were reported last year. Who now is most at risk of getting HIV/AIDS in BC?
Well, the health officers in British Columbia have established a protocol for dealing with people from high-risk groups. Those high-risk groups are people having unprotected sex. They're people in the sex trade. They are still intravenous drug users. They are gay men. And sadly, and this is true across Canada, they include the country's Aboriginal population. That population, Native Canadians, have a whole range of health problems, and a likelihood of being HIV positive is on the list. And so you put all those groups together. Medical health officers in British Columbia have a series of approaches they make to people in those risk groups. If they are in for other medical treatments, the medical health officers, the doctors, seek informed consent for a blood test to see if they are HIV positive. The argument being, if it's diagnosed earlier, the treatment is far more effective. And part of the task in seeking informed consent is making sure the person is informed, that they realize that if they are diagnosed, not only is there no longer the stigmatization that used to be there, but the treatment is very, very effective. In a publicly funded healthcare system like ours, the treatments are extremely effective. AIDS is no longer a death sentence. HIV positive is no longer automatically turns into AIDS. So a lot of what goes on is a back and forth around identifying the people, persuading them to get a blood test, and then treating them.
Vaughn, before we let you go, we're going to switch topics really quickly. We have been in a slight reprieve from the endless heat here in the Seattle area, but wildfire season in Washington state is rip-roaring, full swing. Can you give us the latest on the BC wildfires?
So 265 wildfires in British Columbia, $130 million already spent fighting them. And the Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, is in her own riding, her own constituency today of Kelowna, because there's a big fire in West Kelowna. 70 evacuations there. Great concern. Kelowna's had rough time in the past. One of the biggest fires a few years ago was in that area. So the Premier very concerned about her political constituency, and obviously people in that community concerned were still very high risk. Premier Clark was in the Capitol yesterday warning British Columbians, pleading with them. 40% of all wildfires are human-caused through carelessness. It's bad enough what the lightning and the drought is doing. For heaven's sakes, reduce the number of fires caused by people.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer.